Gerald Celente saying he thinks they're probably going to stage an attack of some type as a false flag to go into Iran. These are the times that try folks' souls. This is real. This is happening. And I catch myself all the time just kind of getting comfortable with the idea of depression, comfortable with the idea of World War III. No, we need to get angry. We need to get upset. We need to get involved. And Gerald Celente, I want to take some calls, but when we come back in the next segment, I want to hear your idea for solutions, 9th, 10th Amendment. We know where the globalists are going, but how you see the Tea Party movement unfolding into the wider Second American Revolution, 1776, all over again. So that's coming up with Gerald Celente of Trends Research Journal. But let's go to Chris in Indiana. First question for Gerald Celente. Go ahead, Chris.
Gerald, Alex, thank you for taking my call. Question is, with the oil volcano going on in the Gulf of Mexico right now, I read an article this morning where the PSI coming out of that hole could be 20,000 PSI or greater, and they may not be able to cap it. Can that event, being very catastrophic with the toxins, you know, the fishing industry getting destroyed, the tourism, can that event cause the collapse to happen earlier rather than later in your six-month prediction?
Probably not. It's a terrible event, but there are much bigger economic issues around it. But the other part of that is that to get the people's mind off that, war will do that.
I agree. They're using the oil as a nice distraction while they're getting their war ready.
And go back to when the oil spill first began, and then we saw that Times Square bomber pop up. And the oil went out of the media. And that's what can happen again. So if there's a terrorist strike or a war, something of that nature, this thing will be flushed out of the news very quickly.
Yeah, they decide, but more and more they're losing control of the media. And we'll talk about their attempt at media censorship later. But look at Haiti, 200,000 plus dead, thousands, I've seen numbers, thousands dying a week. The total collapse of society. You don't hear about Haiti anymore.
No, you don't. And again, this tragedy that's going on in the Gulf, it looks like it's going to continue going on. And the implications are exactly what the caller said, are very far reaching, whether it's the feed supplies,
the fish.
It just keeps going on and on.
The fish, the oysters, most of our seafood, oysters and shrimp and is coming out of the Gulf. I mean, the tourism, I mean, this is going to decimate Florida and Louisiana and Mississippi, and then they show the tidal forces. It's going to go around Florida and up the East Coast. And meanwhile, the feds are so tightly controlling this, now they're talking about using nuclear weapons to stop it. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah. Oh, the other part of the food chain is, you know, the fish meal and all the residue from the fish that are used for feeds and for fertilizers. So this thing just keeps going on and on. But again, we believe there's going to be a 9/11 magnitude terrorist strike before this year is over, and that the concept of war will become more and more of a given as we get closer to financial disaster. And again, just turn on the news, look what's going on with the world equity markets, regardless of all this baloney you're hearing about being a good buying opportunity, and profit margins are still very high. The collapse is coming.
Well said. We're going to come back and go to Pete in Calgary, Alberta, Mark in Oregon, Mark in California, Greg in Kansas, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We only got about 45 seconds, but what about media censorship, Gerald? We're really seeing them start to hype that it's the American way is to shut down free speech.
Well, we heard President Obama say that. In so many words, when he warned about all these other voices out there that you have to be careful about because you're getting them over the internet and not from the mainstream media, as though they're the ones that you should believe.
Absolutely. Stay there. Let's finish up talking about the attempt at media censorship that's being promoted right now, and then we'll go to your calls and a lot more. But Gerald Celente, 9/11 magnitude attack sometime in the next 6 to 7 months. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Oh yeah, Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups.
Hour number four.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Trends Research, one word, trendsresearch.com is the invaluable Trends Research Institute website. And Gerald Celente is with us until the bottom of the hour, going to your phone calls. Think of how un-American it is that they have neocon from, and they have White House officials, Cass Sunstein, Elena Kagan, in her papers, which they've now declared basically national security on, or trying to block the full release of. But the ones we have, she's saying no Second Amendment, no free speech. The state can restrict whatever speech it wants, if it's in the best interest of the state. Sounds like Stalin. We are the state. We're the people. First Amendment. Open talk of taking over talk radio, the internet, the FTC in the news, saying we want to fund mainline newspapers and TV with taxes on the internet and iPhones. Gerald Celente, I mean, this is an amazing development. They finally realize they've lost all credibility, so now they're everywhere sending up trial balloons telling us how American it is to ban our free speech. I mean, this is tyranny.
As they keep losing more and more control, they will exert more and more control. That's what's going on. They know they're losing it. As I said, and I will say it again, the merger of state and corporate powers, just as you pointed out, by giving our taxpayer money to whether it's the media or the banks or the too big to fails, is called fascism. And fascism has come to America. They will do anything they can to stop their loss of power, and they're losing it by the seconds.
Well, it's a criminal buy-off. Remember in Congress in hearings just last year, it came out that the Democratic Party went and looked at records, and if your Chevy dealership, one of them was set up in like 1916 in Minnesota, and one case was on the news, if you hadn't given money to the Democrats and you were a Republican to show the infighting, the government took your dealership, literally in one case worth tens of millions of dollars, and gave it to a Democrat contributor. I mean, this is Chicago mob, and now it's coming out that the White House chief of staff, who we notice is laying low, Rahm Emanuel, that this guy for years as a congressman had a donor paying for his house in D.C. I mean, 10 years ago you went to prison for that. Now they just say, hey, we're gangsters.
Yeah, the only people that go to prison and do hard time are we the people. The word justice is misspelled. It's J-U-S-T-U-S. Just us, not them. The game is rigged. Again, it's Harvard, Princeton, Yale. You mentioned Kagan. What am I, a moron? That the whole Supreme Court is stacked with Harvard and Yale? The head of the Fed is from Princeton. They're all better than we are. Just us, not them. We're the only ones that pay the fines, that get hit by the tax collectors. You have two drinks, two glasses of wine, and they breathalyze you. And if you're a half of a meter over it, they'll handcuff you and throw you in jail.
Well, here's an article right here. You know, I mentioned this, and we're going back to calls, but at the start of the show, Amish farming draws rare government scrutiny. And it says you would think with their simplistic living they'd be good, but no, the cows defecating is seen as pollution now. And it goes on to admit that the feds don't even go inspect big, giant, dirty Tyson's facilities, but yeah. Now they're harassing the little Amish. I see reports every week where they're arresting people selling eggs and watermelons on the side of the road with SWAT teams. They're sending SWAT teams to little farmers' houses who get caught selling watermelons. I mean, this is the most criminal out of... I saw an article last year where a city council in Oklahoma is trying to pass a law that you have to have a license to have a garden. I mean, these people are crooks.
What's happening, Alex, is the agricultural industry is understanding that a lot of people are buying family farm food and buying local. It's eroding their profit margins. By the way, as we saw with this oil spill disaster, and we continue to see, they call it a revolving door. People from business going into government and government going into business, it's not a revolving door. It's a wide open door, and it's run by the big corporations. It's not revolving. So anytime they see a loss going on, they're going to clamp down. They have the goon squads to do it. They're going to clamp down on the little people. That's why the Second American Revolution is underway.
It's incredible. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Pete in Alberta, Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks, gentlemen. Some of the other cosmic forecasters like Arch Crawford and Cliff High seem to feel strongly that the collapse is going to start in July. And I'm just wondering two things, if you might make your best guess on what the trigger event might be, and then whether the Eurasian Alliance is actually standing up against the Anglo-American Empire, or if they're just waiting to join together.
Yeah, is there a real split between Russia, China, and the Western powers? And what do you see as a trigger for the total collapse?
As far as the alliance goes, it's all about money. Whoever cuts the best deal are going to do business with each other. They'll fight whoever they want. It's all about money. So that's the name of that game. China's only interested in getting money. And so the Russians and so the Americans, they use democracy and human rights. Those are phony issues. What can be the trigger? We believe it's going to be a currency trigger. That's our best guess. Whether it's the collapse of the euro, gold prices skyrocketing could be one of the triggers.
Yeah, that's in the New York Times today. They're admitting that gold going up is exposing derivatives and fake instruments of the central banks. I mean, it's like holy water to Count Dracula.
Exactly. So that's what we see it as, mostly a financial crisis in terms of currencies and defaults on bonds. And by the way, why are these people so angry in Europe about paying the bondholders? Who are the bondholders if a country goes default? They're the big banks. That's the ones.
That's right. The taxpayer money goes into the country 100%. I mean, literally, in many cases, 100% goes back out to the banks. And then the banks take the country's AAA rating away because they had to bail the banks out. And the banks loan the money back to the country.
Again, you know, it's the same club in control. It's all about money. That's why I said whatever the alliances are going to be, it's only about money, whatever the best deal is.
Well, from what I've studied, it's China, the U.S., and Europe are teamed up, and Russia knows it's the odd man out. I'm not saying Russia isn't corrupt. All these governments are, but Russia is the wild card for my breakdown. Gerald, what's your take on that?
That's pretty fair. But again, you know, the Chinese are going to go, they'll go anywhere. And if they're not doing enough trade, they'll go where they get the most trade. Look how they're moving into Africa now and buying up so much.
Absolutely.
Much
they're Africa. Taking over everywhere. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Oregon. You're on the air with Gerald Celente.
Good afternoon, Alex and Gerald. Great to speak with you. I have a very quick comment and question for both of you.
Go.
And that is, I think I figured out why Osama bin Laden and his lieutenants are hiding over in Iraq. I think they're tired of being killed, don't you think? They've died two or three times already. And I'd want to hide, too. I think it would get tiresome after the first time. But A.C. Griffith, Alex and Gerald, who is a former NSA CIA worker, he's reported over the last week that FEMA is amassing the infrastructure to displace or evacuate some 40 million people from the Gulf area as well as the East Coast as this oil disaster makes its way up the East Coast. And he also reported, according to his information on a scientific level, that it will drift over the Atlantic Ocean, this oil contamination, of course, which is really a dispersant contamination, isolating the benzene, which is very dangerous
sure.
for health.
Sure.
All the way to Europe and then eventually around the world.
Well, no, that's what the currents show from satellite. Let me get Gerald Celente's take on this.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree. And it could be a huge disaster and there may be a huge displacement of people. I mean, this kind of fits into those prophecy things that have been made about 2012.
Well, look at the volcano. The last time they had a big volcano was the French Revolution. The last time an Icelandic volcano did this.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. You're making your point.
No, that is the point. The point is that we're going to see one catastrophe after another, whether it's man-made natural disaster, financial, environmental, it's all collapsing on itself.
And we've noticed historically for some reason that for some reason natural disasters seem to follow times of implosion as well. It's like
it takes on its own momentum. There are so many other forces that we don't know about that are interacting to cause a confluence that we're looking at now. That's why we're saying that 2010 is the breaking year.
Well, my grandfather told my dad, he wouldn't tell many war stories, about landing in Italy while Vesuvius was exploding, while they were being shot at, because he was in the Army Air Corps, but they were leaving North Africa and actually landing them in the landings with the Germans shooting at them with Vesuvius exploding. And it's just weird how all that stuff seems to run together. It's strange, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Amazing. Gerald Celente is our guest. Let's jam in one more before we go to break. Mark in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my question. My question revolves around the United Nations Law of the Sea Treaty, and I'm wondering how the Gulf spill will impact the ongoing debate in Congress, and I'll take my answer off there. Thanks, guys.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the...
Yeah, say that again.
I'm wondering how the law, the sea treaty debate...
Yes, law of the sea treaty moving through to turn the oceans over to the UN, which they'll then turn into a giant taxing grid. Gerald Celente is our guest. We'll be right back with him here in just a moment. TrendsResearch.com is the website. He is the leading trends forecaster in the world. And we're very honored that he spent so much time with us. I'm Alex Jones.
afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Day after day. Well, the time goes by very quick when Gerald Celente is our guest. We appreciate him joining us at least once a month. I twist his arm to come on more often because as things get more and more hectic, as the quickening accelerates, he's an invaluable source of information. Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Up next is Greg in Kansas. Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, if I can get straight to my question.
Yes.
Mr. Celente, could a possible way to mitigate the economic downturn be for communities who have their own currencies focused around silver?
Yeah, it's too complicated, and it's as I keep hearing about these communities trying to do that, it's not really the issue. The issue is we need a productive capacity. We have to make things. We're 300 million people strong, and they put it in our minds that we are unable to manufacture and do business with each other.
Well, plus, humans aren't happy unless they're digging in the dirt or working on things or hammering nails. We're meant to build things. We're meant to pick apples. We're meant to pick figs. We're meant to be out getting chicken eggs. We're supposed to be out there working.
Exactly. We've gone from a nation of craftsmen and manufacturers to clerks and cashiers. Think of the word service sector. Try servitude. How about serf? Does servant fit in well? That's what they've done to this country. So the productive capacity that we see, once again, current events form future trends. We have this atrocity going on in the Gulf of Mexico. How about a real alternative energy? We spend $22 billion in today's currency to develop the atom bomb and build Los Alamos. If they were putting the energy and intelligence into having an alternative energy, that could be the...
Well, Gerald, it's like Raiders of the Lost Ark, as you know. They've got warehouses full of it. MIT, a decade ago, developed a type of cheap solar panel that's just metal that could produce enough power to power every home, you name it, and the World Bank bought it, even though taxpayers paid for it and isn't letting anybody have it. It is a fact they are suppressing, as you know, just the Valhalla of energy because they want us dependent on them.
Exactly. And the other point is, look what got us out of the 1990s recession. It's simple. It was a productive capacity. The Internet revolution. I mean, here we are on Skype. Look at how the world changed since the mid-1990s. Products were invented, designed, manufactured. Started.
And now with cybersecurity, they say every IT person will be government certified. The entire Internet and all computers will be under government certification for what you can build. They're creating a new dark age there. They've taken over healthcare. They're taking over the ranches, the farms. They're taking over the Amish. These people are a bunch of crooks.
No, they're not. They're fascists. They're fascist crooks.
No, I agree with you. It's just unspeakable. Let's jam in one more call. This is just incredible. George in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hi, Gerald. I think an idea I've had. Why don't we have a simulcast with all the free thinkers like Alex and Gary Noll that you've been on, the guys that are growing an audience, and that also have an idea. Can you also give us the best battle plans to bring down these bankers and basically short circuit this possible war they want to?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do because we're almost out of. Gerald, I know I'm twisting your arm here, but can we go to break, come back with just 5 minutes without calls so you can cover solutions? Because I keep getting emails and calls off air saying solutions.
Sure.
Okay, great. Let's jam in one more call before we go to break, and we'll come back with 5 minutes of solutions, and I'm getting into other news here because we've got to let Gerald go. He's got work to do. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Alberta. Dan, you're on the air.
Hey, I'd just like to ask Gerald what he thinks about BP and Goldman Sachs selling their shares during the slower part of the year, and also if he thinks if Guantanamo Bay will finally be moved if Cuba is covered in oil. And thanks for taking my call.
You know, that BP issue is very, very significant. And, you know, I don't believe this guy, Tony Hayward, the president, that little slimy cat out there, has sold, a couple of 100,000 shares just before all this happened.
Yeah, he sold 35% of his stock days before. Goldman Sachs sold 44% of his, record sale.
It's coincidental. Nobody's that great a speculator. And the other, I mean, did you hear this guy? BP will make it right, will fix it. Who are they kidding with this stuff? No, it's an inside job at some level. It's all an inside job. The only way you make hundreds of millions of dollars is being on the inside and knowing how the game is rigged. So that's the way I see it.
Well, well said. Absolutely. I mean, the way they want anybody fix it. Obama wants to get his carbon tax now and saying, oh, it's a tax to clean up the Gulf. Total baloney. We'll be back with Gerald Celente to get some final solution points from him. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Well, Ted Nugent is joining us here in just a moment. Can't wait to talk to him about a host of issues. But first off, don't forget that we are supported not by these big global corporations or the New World Order or the socialists. We're supported by you, the listeners. The news websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the syndicated radio broadcast, the films I make. And plus, these videos are what are waking this country up. All available at Infowars.com. The Obama Deception, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The Secret of Oz, Exposing the Private Federal Reserve System, Don't Tread on Me with Sheriff Richard Mack and How We're Going to Take Our States Back, key information that every sheriff needs to see, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. It's all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by Ted Nugent. I don't need to really introduce him. Everybody knows who Ted Nugent is. But his latest book was the number one New York Times bestseller, Ted Nugent, Red, White, and Blue. And we really appreciate him joining us, the Nugent Manifesto. And he's also on tour right now. The website is tednugent.com. And, Ted, it is great to have you here with us.
Yeah, back at you, Alex. Greetings from the Nugent family and certainly the band and my crew and all my guides and outfitters and all my hunting and fishing and trapping and NRA blood brothers out there. We bring you a salute for staying true to logic, common sense, self-evident truth, and the American way. You're doing God's work, man. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ted. Before we get into all the things that are happening with Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama, the Arizona situation, before we get into all of that, the oil spill, you name it, tell us about the book that, of course, well, is a number one New York Times bestseller, now coming out in paperback.
Well, I wrote Ted White and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto, a few years ago, as an ongoing attempt, and a successful one on my part, to raise hell, to actually have the audacity to participate in this sacred experiment in self-government. I believe, Alex, that what is in the pages of Ted White and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto, and certainly what you do on the radio every day and what more and more people are waking up to the reality of, is that in order to earn your Americanism, you have to actually participate and be engaged in this very responsible and very critical duty of a self, of an experiment in self-government. I realized way back in the 60s when I was attacked on hippie rock and roll radio for not doing their drugs and not drooling and puking like all the other zombie dips out there, and they would attack me for carrying a gun and believing in self-defense and hunting and fishing and trapping and all these perfect environmental positives that the Nugent family celebrates, that I realized that, boy, the left are brain dead. They're dangerous. They literally celebrate the bad and the evil while I try to maximize the good. So I started maximizing the good in an attempt to destroy the bad and the ugly. And it's been very successful because I got to tell you, Alex, I'm a gregarious guy. I travel this country. We have an incredible tour right now. 50 years later, it's called Trample the Weak, Hurdle the Dead. I got the greatest band in the world. We're selling out every night all these years later. And the positive energy, the goodwill, the decency, the logic that Alex Jones represents, the logic that is in Ted White and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto, and in my weekly articles on humanevents.com and washingtontimes.com, that I'm not the weirdo. The left are the weirdo. History has proven that everything Barack Obama stands for and is implementing has destroyed societies 100% of the time. But if you continue to placate and try to cuddle with the pimps and the whores and the welfare brats, that people will be inclined to vote for politicians who will give stuff to the pimps and the whores and the welfare brats. So Ted White and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto, is a battle cry to bring the good forward and to celebrate the most productive American families there are while we crush the bad and the ugly of Barack Hussein Obama and his legions of pimps, whores, and welfare brats.
Well, expanding on that, liberty and freedom and building our republic and saving it from the jaws of collectivism and globalism, this is not a spectator sport. And that's what's so good about you, Ted, is I know you've been persecuted, but it didn't make you cry and go into the shadows. It didn't make you sell out to these people. You stood up to them and became even more successful, despite the fact in the last three decades that you didn't submit to their propaganda and brainwashing. And as you said, you have now succeeded doing it your way as a true American, whereas they have failed. You are popular. Your message is stronger now, not weaker. Their message is weakening by the day. They are bleeding out. Some wildcat that Ted Nugent's just blasted.
Well, for years I've been attacked as being an extremist and a radical and out of control. And to all those accusations, I would like to plead live on the Alex Jones radio show, you're damn right. You're damn right I'm an extremist. I'm extremely free. I'm not kind of free. I don't kind of have individual rights, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, John Paul Stevens, Sonia Sotomayor, you racist punk, Stephen Breyer, these subhuman anti-American punks in black robes in the Supreme Court of the United States who actually wrote, Alex, help me through this. If I have an aneurysm on your radio show, send someone to resuscitate me. Because we have four Americans, and I'm being generous with the term, who have actually written a Supreme Court statement that American citizens have no fundamental right to self-defense. They didn't even say Second Amendment or keep and bear arms. These four subhuman Supreme Court punks don't believe that American citizens have a I'm an imaginative guy. I not only wrote Wang Dang Sweet Poontang, I mean it every night when I sing it. But my creative juices pale and come to a screeching halt trying to come up with something more offensive, more anti-human than four punk anti-justices on the Supreme Court who don't think American citizens have the right to self-defense. I recommend they dial 1-800-EAT-ME.
Ted Nugent, I mean, this really is an act of treason, of sedition. It's so dangerous.
Treason, absolutely.
I mean, Obama is now going to probably get a couple more justices in, and instead of them ruling that we have a limited Second Amendment, which is bad enough, they're going to rule we have no right. And we know Attorney General Holder, in cases, has argued that he believes in the UN's policy that Bill Clinton signed on to with the UNIDIR documents and the UN treaty, that no citizen is allowed to have any firearm and that only the state can own guns as a, quote, power monopoly. That's a quote, the power monopoly of the state. These people really are Joe Stalin, Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong rolled into one. They know that political power goes out of the barrel of the gun. They know that we will be we the people as long as we're armed as that ultimate check against tyranny. And that's why they hunger and lust after our precious guns. And I will remind them that in 1775 in Lexington and Concord, the war was kicked off that led to 1776 and the Declaration of Independence and July 4th and mom and apple pie and everything good about this country. When the British came to take the guns and the ammo, and I remind them again that the day they try to actually say we can't own our guns is the day they're in a lot of trouble. They are a bunch of wannabe Joe Stalins. They are criminals.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Alex. God bless you for that. That kind of inescapable historical evidence that you just articulated with the proper passion. Alex, feel good today in 2010. That spirit, that most critical and important American genetic trait of defiance, is alive and well and growing out of the cesspool of apathy that allowed American citizens to bend over to the unforgivable degree to allow the Mao Zedong fan club into the White House. And a lot of people out there are like, Alex Jones and Ted Nugent, that's hyperbole.
Six of his czars have praised Mao.
Every word you say, every word I wrote in Ted White and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto, my weekly columns at humanevents.com and washingtontimes.com. In fact, Alex, you got to connect with my website, tednugent.com. I've got thousands of articles I've written that no one can argue with. In fact, here's the beauty of it, Alex. Here's what my critics do when they attack me. Even on those websites, those conservative websites, they constantly repeat the Saul Alinsky, Cloward Piven modus operandi. Everywhere I write an article, this is so beautiful I can hardly stand myself. I'm more proud of what I'm about to tell you, Alex, than anything in my life. Every time I stand up and write an article or speak or do interviews, the left goes berserk and they call me a draft dodger. I did not dodge the draft. I had a 1Y deferment. They call me a child molester and a sex offender. I've never been charged with or convicted of any of those evil accusations. But based on the Saul Alinsky playbook that Hillary Clinton did her thesis in college on, they need to attack with the most vicious and hateful lies they can.
Oh, Ted.
Oppress their enemies.
Ted, you should be proud. That's a badge of honor.
I'm proud, Alex.
Well, listen, I mean, they've had national TV and Chris Matthews claim that I'm calling for violence when I've never called for violence. I've said we have a right to defend ourselves against criminals. I mean, it's insane how much they lie. But shifting gears into another area that follows that line, I want to read you a quote here. This is the definition of high treason. Participating in a war against one's country, attempting to overthrow its government, spying on its military, its diplomats, or its secret services for a hostile foreign power. Now, what is it, by definition, to have Obama violate the 9th, 10th, and 11th Amendment? The 11th Amendment says the federal government cannot sue a state or an individual on behalf of a foreign power or state and cannot sue an individual citizen on behalf of a foreign power, state, or individual. So that's the 11th, not just the 10th Amendment. All the scholars have looked at it and said that all the Arizona law does is it's a copy of the federal law, and it says if we have first contact with a drunk driving illegal alien or if we come to a crime scene and they're an illegal alien with no ID, we're going to take them to jail. So it's okay to throw the book at citizens. In Colorado 2 days ago, a 82-year-old veteran was being robbed at his house. They were stealing his vehicle, his trailer. They tried to run over him. He shot one of the illegals. The illegal pled guilty. The police released the wounded illegal and his cohort, and they're charging him with murder, and he's facing life in prison. So the border has collapsed. Sheriffs are begging for help. 80-plus miles into Arizona is literally run by illegals. There's signs up saying, don't drive down this road, don't go in this national park, don't go in the state park. Arizona's begging for help, and Obama sends the feds in to sue them to block the state trying to restore law and order that is lawful. And it's worse, Senator Kyle meets with Obama, and Obama says, I want that crisis to get worse to force through amnesty. If that isn't high treason, Ted Nugent, what is it?
Well, by all common sense and logic, the President of the United States and most of his czars, many of his administration, are guilty of all the crimes you just outlined. Anybody who doesn't get that is either brain dead or have their heads so far up their asses not to have seen daylight in that last century. I believe that the good Governor Brewer is doing God's work in Arizona. I believe that the good citizens of Arizona, I was down there when the good rancher was murdered by illegal invaders, and that our government did nothing in response to an American being murdered by Mexican invaders. This wouldn't even qualify as a bad script for Planet of the Apes, Alex. But I have confidence. I'm on tour right now. I've already done like 20-some cities, and I got another 40 to go. And I communicate with the heroes of law enforcement, our Border Patrol agents, all arms of the U.S. military are at every concert. We have a little powwow. We drink a little ginger ale and eat a little guacamole backstage every night. And we talk about the important issues. And I believe that there is a growing activism. There's a growing reengagement of we the people. We are once again identifying the self-evident truth that is articulated and guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Certainly that America is based on the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule and overall excellence being the vehicle by which you achieve the American dream. That's now starting to become a fist-pounding communication, a little bit more passion, more like Alex Jones would do and like Ted Nugent would do. I see a growing fervor and a growing enlightenment and communication amongst families at the workplace, at church, at school, where we're starting to identify that the president hates America, that the president hates the American dream, that the president of the United States is waging war on the American dream, entrepreneurialism, and excellence. He literally is implementing policies that are clear and present danger, that are acts of treason, and I believe that come November, like we did up in Massachusetts and a few other midterm elections recently, the incumbents and the fedzillocrats, the corruption, the entrenched abuse of power that is rampant in our government today is going to get a rude awakening. I believe that we're going to take this country back in a nonviolent way. I believe that the very fact that there are more guns per capita in the United States, more ARs, more ammo than any society in recorded history, Alex, the statistics are irrefutable, that is an entrenchment statement. Don't tread on me. You better hope we take this country back nonviolently, because we can and we will, but the alternative will accomplish the same thing.
Well, the system knows that. Well, law enforcement sent us the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. We broke that back in January of last year. And they're not worried about people wearing turbans in caves. You know, that's what they sell the public on. The entire federal apparatus under Lord Obama is for returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, people like Ron Paul, people even like the Libertarian presidential candidate that's pretty much milquetoast, Bob Barr. They're saying if somebody has an American flag or get us out of the UN sticker on their car, that they want to kill cops. I mean, this really shows the treason that basically those reports, if you boil them down, say that if you've got a portrait of John Wayne or Ted Nugent hanging in your house, you're a terrorist.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. If you listen to the president and his attorney general his Secretary of Treasury, the entire administration. If you listen to 9 out of 10 bureaucrats out there right now, you literally are hearing, without flinching, their hatred for America, their support for illegal invaders, their intentional dismantling of this American dream, this American experiment of self-government. So, again, the Tea Party is but the tip of a cultural war spear that is being sharpened as we speak, Alex. Again, I think the prognosis is better than it was a few years ago. The line drawn in the sand has never been more obvious and more defined. I believe that more and more Americans are waking up, that we have it. We, the people, are the cause of all this. We let the rats into our house for the last 50 years, but it took a really stinky, communist, toxic rat like Barack Hussein Obama and his Mao Zedong fan club to finally wake up Americans that this man, this community organizer in chief, hates America, and he would be just tickled pink if America turned into his Indonesian dream. But we, the people, are waking up. The Tea Party is the tip of the iceberg, and I believe that we're going to vote these bastards out ASAP. I believe that the next few years' elections are going to be a shocking wake-up call to these abuse of power monsters that come trickle down from the President of the United States. So we do have to turn up the heat. Anybody right now, Alex, in America who's not in constant communication with their elected officials, their senator, their congressman, their mayor, their government, their governor, saying, stop the tax and burn. Stop with this insanity of forbidding entrepreneurs from digging for the energy that we, the people, need. The BP spill is but 0.00128% of faults by BP and the drilling industry, whereas the Fedzillocrats are guilty 99.8% of the time of abusing their power. BP isn't the enemy. Fedzilla is the enemy.
Well, I mean, expanding on that, of all the oil companies, and I'm pro energy, pro cheap energy, and I am pro drill, baby, drill. BP are the one oil company that pushed the carbon tax. They're one of the biggest contributors to Obama. They met with Ken Lay of Enron and Al Gore back in 1995 to come up with the carbon trading scheme. And I'm very suspicious, Ted, of this whole thing and the way Obama has been blocking the relief effort and not letting those skimmer ships and other things come in and blocking the states from building berms. I think he wants this to be as bad as possible, and he now admits he wants to get a carbon tax with it.
Well, I think your suspicions are well-founded, and I think that's – and again, Alex, the job of an American citizen is to remain suspicious, to turn up the heat and the pressure and the probing and the scrutiny of our elected officials and our government constantly. So I join you in that suspicion. But I was stating a statistic regarding BP's, spill rate and their so-called accident rate. I'm still not sure whether it was an accident or negligence. I got to tell you, I've never been attacked in my home, but I got a gun in every corner. I've never had a fire in my house, but I've got a fire.
Well, regardless, the rest of the industry shouldn't be punished for BP's bad record. They
exactly.
Do have the worst record.
Exactly.
I mean, that's communism.
Alex, they won't be punished. We will be.
Exactly. So, I mean, look, if my neighbor commits a crime, I don't go to jail with him. That's communism.
Yep. Well, welcome to the Marxist fan club of Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah, it's tragic. Well, God bless you, Alex, for raising the hell that you're raising. And I know your listeners are passionate, and God bless you being right here in the epicenter of the greatest republic in the nation. I mean, Texas isn't perfect, but boy, at least my governor shoots coyotes.
Yeah, here in Austin.
For the right direction.
Ted Nugent, we're almost out of time. We've only got about 4 minutes left with you, and then you've got to go jump on a plane. But a few other questions that I wanted to raise with Ted Nugent while he's with us, tednugent.com, our site, of course, is Infowars.com. What is your overall view on the government takeover of health care? Now we're finding out it doesn't cover the uninsured. Now we find out the insurance companies wrote it. Now we find out the big offshore banks were involved. Now we find out it's just another banker bailout.
Well, and again, God bless guys like Glenn Beck. I've never seen anybody spotlight more cockroaches than Alex Jones and Glenn Beck. And he's bringing forth these videos and showing the statements, the unflinching statements by the Barack Obama cronies out there who have articulated that the takeover of the healthcare industry is merely one of their baby steps, though it could be a giant step, much like cap and trade and the taking over of General Motors and the Fedzilla intrusion into a private business across this country. That's all part of his Marxist agenda. You really examine the voting record of Barack Obama, who is basically a clueless rookie, whose only credentials is a community organizer, which pretty much any hippie could do. The president's agenda, his czar's agenda, his administration's agenda. Van Jones was thrown out, but Alex, we all know that everybody around the president's is a Van Jones. And they're putting on their shirt and tie, and they're backing down their extremist revolutionary rhetoric so that they can be more palatable.
Well, it's now come out that John P. Holdren wrote that he wants, just a few years ago, the complete transfer of our wealth globally. I mean, these guys are very dangerous. But my last question for Ted Nugent is this. Ted, everybody I talk to gets the same intel, and we see not just Democrats being voted out, but pro-establishment Republicans in every primary. So it's the incumbent establishment people that are being voted out. This is a political realignment away from tyranny towards the foundation of this country, the spirit of 1776.
Amen.
And so, I mean, in closing, it sounds like you're saying, but I want it in your own words, that you're seeing just a turbocharged awakening, the likes of which you've never seen on the road.
I'm 62 years old this year, Alex, and you're correct. I'm seeing a turbocharged awakening across this country, and most relievingly from the heroes of law enforcement and military, where I believe, and this is the deciding factor, Alex, and this is a great point to celebrate, that if the there's a military term, and I'll give you the first two syllables on your turn on your show. It's a cluster. It's a cluster whack, so to speak, that when and if these Mao Tse-Tung fan clubbers in the White House and the czars and the administration of Barack Hussein Obama, if they dare continue down the road they're going, and if all hell breaks loose, I am convinced that the majority of law enforcement and the majority of military personnel will be on the side of we the people. If that doesn't tell you something, that they voluntarily offer that testimony everywhere I go, that's an indicator that brings me great hope, because I believe that we're going to take back this country in a nonviolent voting way. It's going to be a huge takeover. You're right, the incumbents, they're all guilty to some degree. We need to watch and make sure that we keep the good guys in there. We got some good guys like Mike Cox and Mike Rogers in Michigan. We got good guys here in Texas like Governor Rick Perry and some of the Republicans. And there's actually a few Democrats out there that still pretend they're not in the same camp as Nancy Pelosi. We wish them well. But we the people are in charge. And if we continue with the apathy, America's going to hell. If we reengage and function as we the people, suspicious of our government and constantly spotlighting the cockroaches and fedzillocrats and abusers of power, then we will get this great experiment, self-government, back soon. I believe the prognosis is gaining positive momentum, Alex, but we need to turn up the heat and re-engage on every level in our neighborhoods, in our churches, in our schools, in our communities, and take this country back.
All right, Ted Nugent, thank you so much for the time. He's on tour. Find out at tednugent.com. Thank you, Ted.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.